The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Morning, everybody. How you doing? I'm just waiting for Alan to put his headphones on. We just realized what time it was.
Yeah, and I was getting ready to hop in there and say, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Outdoorsman Show. Alan and Robin will be with us shortly.
I was, our buddy John B's up in Maine. He and his wife have a pretty good deal when they like to go away on their wedding anniversary. And 1 year, he plans a surprise trip, and the next year, she plans a surprise trip.
I just think that's awesome. Very romantic and nice, and you have no idea what's
going
on.
No idea where you're going. You just get in the car and go. So, you know, head north, head south, head east, head west. I think that's pretty cool.
Hey, Alan.
Yes.
Hint, hint.
Hey, Robin. COVID. 19 times.
Well, after July 1st, at least in the state of Maryland, all masks are going to disappear.
Yeah,
if you want,
yes, absolutely. Now, you know, if I haven't been vaccinated, yeah, I might want to consider wearing a mask. But Robin and I have been vaccinated, and you know, the science tells us that we're safe.
Yeah, but now they're talking about a new variant.
And oh, they always are.
I know. It's
where is it supposed to be?
It's not going to end
over here.
It hasn't struck yet, but I'm trying to remember where they have found a new variant. It's like strain D or something.
Delta
like that.
Or something, that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, okay. Yeah.
Well, that'll be less than 2 weeks away, right?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Good. I really haven't been wearing a mask, and I don't see a lot of people wearing masks. There are some people who, in the grocery store, or, you know, hardware store, you know, big box and that type of place, are still wearing masks, and that's fine and all right for them. But, you know, we're trying to get back to normal here. So, aren't we?
Yep, we are. Man. And I told you the day when we went out, it felt like we were. It just was nice to feel semi-normal.
Yep, no question. So, well, we'll try to manage our time a little better this hour. We would like you to call in if you'd like to get in the contest to win some fish and tackle. We'll be more than glad to do that. We'll be picking the winner for that next week. Can't believe it's the end of June already. Amazing. I'll tell you some good news, Chris. Maryland Loves Crabs is at the printer. The magazine is at the printer. We've had significant growth this year. We're up 16 pages, which is wonderful, and we're up advertisers over 100 in Maryland Loves Crabs. It's online. The online edition is now available at mdlovescrabs.com. You can read the whole magazine there. You go to the website, and when you look at the homepage, you'll see on the left-hand side, there's a photo of the cover. And the cover picture is, if you ever go on the Maryland Fishing Report and, dang it, I just lost it. No, Crabber Jim. What's his name? Crabber Man Jim?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
The last name of the young man on the cover.
I don't remember.
Cameron? No. And I'll think about it. I just surprised myself there. Livingston. Jim Livingston. His grandson's on the cover. Crabber Man Jim Livingston. If you ever go to the Maryland the Maryland Fishing Report, the photo gallery there, you'll see that Jim's on there quite often with his family members. So his grandson's on the cover. And, you know, cute kid.
He's adorable.
He is.
I mean, and I got to pick this cover out. So
yeah, you
I'm
did.
I'm proud of it.
Yeah, you did. But this is our 10th edition, our 10th edition of Maryland Loves Crabs. And great articles on crabbing, family affairs, some management stuff, profile this, Magnuson Stevens Act about fishing. There's some management stuff. There's some facts about blue crabs. There's an article by Senator Bailey and Bill Miles about the onslaught of commercial interest against the menhaden, the most valuable fish in the sea. And so, you know, we got a lot of stuff in there, and I hope you enjoy reading it. You can read it all online. You can flip right through the flip book. Now, on the homepage, left side is the photo cover. It says view online. You click that. You just touch your mouse to that or your cursor to that and click it. That opens up another site, which is a flip book. And when you see the bottom of the flip book, you'll see arrows left and right. You can click on an arrow and turn a page at a time. Or you can just put your cursor on the bottom or your finger on your phone. You put your finger on the right bottom right corner, and you can flip right through the book and turn each page as you wish. You know, a lot of good stuff.
I'll tell you, and you'll see two of my very best people in the entire world in that book, too.
Your grandchildren.
Yeah, there's a picture of them.
I was hoping you'd say three and include me in that, but forget that.
Under the age of 10.
Oh, don't come back and qualify.
Mr. Dale's on the line.
Hey, Dale.
Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you for saving me.
Robin, I can't top your snapping turtle for your first fish, but I'm close. I had an American eel. I can still see my dad
with that. We used to catch him in our minnow pots.
Yeah, but it would curl up that line, and he had it there all the time with it, but he finally got it off. So, I was curious, have you heard anything else about that possible new world record striped bass?
I have not, Dale. I saw the photo, but I did not see any more about it.
You would have thought that, because that guy, if it's a sanctioned catch, will never have to buy another piece of fish equipment in the rest of his life.
You're not kidding.
That's right.
But it's got to be on the up and up. So and you would have thought that a fish of that prominence, somebody catching a world record like that, you would have heard more about it.
I'm going to Google it right now.
Well, what I say about things like that, if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
So, also, too, I have a mild correction for Chris. I think the world of Chris. He's a great guy. But the days do not get longer and shorter unless you have an atomic clock. And then you're dealing with zillions of a second or something. What changes out is something that we've talked about before.
Can I guess?
I think you know. No, that's what changes. And I tell you, the group that really ticks me, that's kind of personal peeve. But
photo period, you know, right?
Photo period or deal period is the weather people. They, you know, I mean, it's convenient for them to say it, but it, like I say, the length of the day does not change.
You hear that, Chris?
I'm sorry, I missed that. I was screening a phone call.
Oh, well, you were being upbraided for saying
that. That's okay.
No, respectfully corrected.
No, Dale, it's okay. I'm open to learning. So tell me, what did I miss?
No, Chris, the length of a day does not change unless you have an atomic clock, which is the end of the second. What changes is the amount of daylight in the 24-hour period. It's called photo period.
Gotcha.
Or deal periodicity, if you want another
deal period. Yeah, I don't say that. I say
that's
photo
what
period.
Changes, and the weather people are the ones that are really guilty of this.
Exactly.
Days get longer and shorter. No, they don't.
Hours of daylight gets longer than shorter.
There
got
you
it.
Go.
Okay.
You
learned, right. Like I said, I learned something
there
new. I never
go,
knew that.
Chris. Yes. Well,
thank you.
That fish you were talking about, was it a record for the Chesapeake Bay or world
record?
World record.
World record. 80 what?
81.88 pounds.
That was 2020.
Really?
Wait, how much was it? 88? No, the last one was 2020.
I see
81
one from,
pounds 14.
I see 81.88 striped bass records. It's onthewater.com, March 23rd, Greg Meyerson.
It was down, what, Cape Charles, Alan?
I believe so.
Down in there somewhere.
I'm this was 2011, Alan, the one you're reading.
Yeah, it is. I don't
know. And he caught it off the coast of Westbrook, Connecticut. This is something totally different.
Oh, here's one from 2020 that was caught and released on the water in Virginia. I don't know. The whole thing just evades me right now, and
it sounds a little hinky.
A little bit.
I'm just curious because, like I say, something that of that prominence. I mean, wow.
Yep. No question.
Interesting. So.
If I ever hear anything, I will let you know, but there is nothing on here about it.
I got a couple open days this week if you want to have some coffee.
Sounds good.
Please take him.
Happy Father's Day. And Robin, wish your dad a happy Father's Day.
I will. I may see him today.
That'd be good.
Happy Father's Day to you, Dale. Take care, buddy.
Have a great one.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, the place to go fishing, to get hooked up to go fishing is Clyde's Sports Shop. And why do I say that? Well, Clyde's has been around since 1957. I was 3 when Clyde's Sports Shop opened. And there we are. Clyde's Sports Shop is at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. They have every kind of rod and reel you need for any application, from ultralight to trolling, to offshore if you need to, and if you don't, they don't have it, they can get it. They have Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick, Fluger rods and reels, Penn rods and reels, St. Croix rods, rod repair, fishing license, live and frozen bait, crabbing supplies from traps to pots to nets to hand lines to anything and everything. They have the live bait and frozen bait and minnows for fishing and crabbing as well. They have the steamers. They have their own brand of Clyde Sports Shop crab seasoning, all right there in one location, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Got stuff for the kids fishing outfits, tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass, circle hooks for striped bass, for live lining if you like. You can give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. Did Chris say tomorrow evening is the first day of summer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it comes in late, 8-11 o'clock at night, but that's okay. So forget spring has sprung. Summer's here. It's time. It's time for crab feast and reunions in the backyard. And so time to get that backyard looking sharp. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture in all the colors of the spectrum, including tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs. I think they only have like 300 in stock, so it won't be difficult to get the color that you like. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds. Backyard Billy's Backyard, with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches, and inside Backyard Billy's showroom. And it's a big showroom. You can check out barbecue grills by Traeger and Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg. And there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas. You know the good part about the barbecue grills? Ask any question you like, and you will be, it's not like some store where the clerk couldn't be bothered, big box store. No. They'll take care of you. They'll walk you through the process. They'll take as much time as you need, and that's with anything they sell. The barbecue grills, the fireplace inserts, the whole deal. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and the furniture for any lifestyle, any budget, any theme. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, phone number 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we will be right back after these messages from Chris.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
I did it with the flag.
They'll never stay home and they're always alone. Even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're hard to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold. Long star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begin the new day. And if you don't understand him, and if he don't die young, you'll probably just ride away.
All right, 410 WCBM 680. I could listen to Willie.
I could listen to him all day.
All day, pretty much. Willie, Hank Jr.
I tell you, that's what we needed yesterday. Some of that while we were sitting outside on the deck relaxing.
Well, you got a phone. You got.
I never thought of it. I'm just saying, I never thought of it. So. We were sitting out on the deck, and it was so beautiful yesterday.
It was. Yep. And John B's emailing me now. Sent you a bunch of pictures from being in Maine.
Oh, my God. They're so gorgeous.
Oh, man.
I'm so jealous and want to be there so bad right now.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day. It's amazing. About 60-something degrees. That's got to be great. Mm. Imagine sitting on a lake, sitting on the porch of a cabin next to a lake, and knowing that, you know, all you got to do is go out there and cast a spinner or a crankbait or something out there, and you're going to come home with a smallmouth bass and just.
We got a caller on the line.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Who is our caller?
The man I'm not allowed to call his name anymore.
You're not allowed to call his name anymore? Oh, do you mean Assistant Fire Chief Dawn?
Yes.
You guys demoted me.
Oh, not intentionally.
Not in our hearts, we didn't.
But I now prefer Captain Don.
Good.
Good. So what is the actual rank so we know for sure?
I retired as the assistant fire chief in Baltimore.
Right. Okay.
There's one guy above me, the chief.
Right.
Yeah, but in my heart, you'll always be Captain Don. Or John Travolta, depending on how I look at you that day.
You're taller than John Travolta.
He's cuter, too.
I'm sorry?
I said you're cuter, too.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah,
by the way, we call him JT.
JT?
JT, yeah.
JT, I got it. JT.
Well,
yeah.
Now, talking about records, world records and the internet and all that, did we ever trace or get find out if there really was a 12-inch plus blue crab caught in Alabama?
You know what? I never tracked that down. I was in the middle of Crab Magazine, and I wanted to, but I'm sure...
I'm on it.
...that Robin will find out. But like I say to you, if it's on the internet, it must be true.
Yeah.
You know, well, so... Especially
I
Facebook.
I tried to check, but I couldn't come up with anything.
You couldn't come up with anything. I told Robin to private message the guy.
Yeah.
Know? So...
I'm looking right now. This is my job. Didn't you know that?
She does the research. Yep.
Yeah. So. Well, quick, my childhood memories fishing have to do with my dad and my dad's friends. My dad never really drove a car, but his friends did.
Okay.
But he would get his friends together, and they'd pick some of the kids up, and we would go from East Baltimore near Hopkins Hospital.
Right.
And we drive across town to the bait shop that just opened up. And at that time, it was Clyde's.
Right.
I was like 6 years old when they started. And we go all the way down to the Severn.
Wow.
From East Baltimore to Severn. And, boy, it was like going across the country for me.
Yeah, that's an adventure.
And we get a rowboat down at a place called Abbott's, which isn't there anymore. An old wooden rowboat. We'd have to bail the water out of it,
mm-hmm.
and then we'd either row out or put one of those little outboard motors on the back of it and putter along. And, my God, we caught white perch, yellow perch, garfish. I remember garfish, eels. And, boy, it was just a thrill for us youngsters who were lucky enough to go fishing with my dad and his friends. So
that's pretty cool.
Just wonderful. Yeah. The ride back, they would stop and get a few adult beverages on the way back. So that got a little hairy, and that car would go left and right and all that stuff.
Yeah, that would be. But that was what you did back then, you know?
Exactly right.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time about being at I always went to my grandparents' New Year's Eve parties.
Oh.
And they would leave there. Their friends and everything, and barely make it up the hill, you know? And I'm going, nowadays.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
Now, so. Hey, look, even back, I can tell you, even back in 79, 80, okay? 80, mm-hmm. 81, I guess. I was 18, I just turned 18. My boyfriend was pulled over for drinking and driving.
I can't imagine. So
and
you went out with
the cop came up to me and put his arm on my leg and said, "Can you drive this car?" And I said, "I can drink this car anytime you want. It's mine." And he let me drive home.
You can drink this car anytime you want.
I can drink this car anytime you want.
Oh, man. You were under the influence of alcohol, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, he had his hand on my leg, too.
Wow.
Oh.
Nice.
Well, one vivid memory, we had one of those old outboard motors that the guys have been working on all week. They got it down there, and they were pulling it and pulling it and pulling it, and they were cussing and pulling and pulling. The next thing you know, it was unscrewed from the back of the rowboat, and overboard it went.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, I'll never forget that one.
No, that one's one.
I have one similar to that, and I can't remember what happened, but I remember going overboard, and it was not cool.
Yeah. Anyway, well, all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day, and
thank you, buddy.
All those who had good memories with their dads, you know, God bless you, and just keep that in your thoughts this weekend.
That's right. Indeed. Those memories are worth everything in the world to you.
Yep.
No question. And for those of us who are fathers, we still have time to make memories with our
kids. There you go.
That's and true. The grandkids and all that.
Grandkids, too. Yep.
Yep.
You got it, buddy. All right. Yep. Cool.
Take care.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Captain Don.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Let's talk to Bruce. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
How are
Bruce.
You?
What you were talking about before, about being about having things, just saying things, and I've been outspoken my whole life, and I'm in trouble for it a lot of times. Community association meetings, police community association meetings, show up at City Hall, and you get indifference, hostility, and sometimes metaphorically you get beaten up. But every yep. once in a while, you win a small victory, and it's worth it. And it's, the next topic is my father. My father wasn't really an outdoors guy, but he taught me how to ride my first bicycle, like 5 or 6 years old. First bicycle was a used bicycle, and he held me in the bicycle up and said, pedal. And in 20 minutes, I was riding my bicycle. Took me to the every year. Memorial Stadium, Bethlehem Steel Night. And turned me on to big band music, Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey, Glenn Miller, and then from there it grew. Duke Ellington, Count Basie. That's where.
Oh, you had a super dad.
Yep, yes. You sure did.
Happy Father's Day, everybody.
You All also, right. be
thanks
blessed.
For, thanks for the call, appreciate it.
I love memories like that.
Indeed.
I do.
Yep. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater invites you to their new location at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advanced Auto Parts. That phone number is 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle too. There's a lot of striped bass baits there. There's some snakehead stuff. There's some bass fishing stuff. There's some catfish. But mostly a lot of crabbing supplies. Freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle as well. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department with Hoyt and Matthews bows and crossbows and more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors fishing has fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers and seasoning, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. All that at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater. For more information, call 410-956-0300, 956-0300. Hey, attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. Website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Let's see. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thunderstorms around for Dad's Day weekend. In and out of the thunderstorm chances today and tomorrow. I think today, this afternoon, features the heavier rainfall potential for us. We're close to 90 this afternoon. The humidity has really come up. Steamy weather out there. 70 tonight. Another warm night. Afternoon thunderstorm Sunday, 92. Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 90. Long range, we do see another refreshing drop to the humidity and the temperatures Wednesday, Thursday next week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. And mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. We'll have no need to call the roll when we get to the fishing hole. There'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away.
All right. Do we have any callers on the line there, Uncle Chris? Man,
it's so nice. We've got two people. We've got Paul in Severna Park, and after him, we've got Joe.
Well, let's talk to Paul in Severna Park.
Are you there, Mr. Allen?
We are, buddy. How about you?
I was just sitting down thinking about my father. I think about him quite a bit because he's not here anymore. And then it hit me. Call you. My father was the world's best fisherman. Oh, my God. He could fish 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if you let him. And he made all his own equipment and lines and rigs and all. And he was raised in East Baltimore in the 30s and 40s. And he had a premier tackle shop in East Baltimore. I don't know if you want the name of it or not. That he was in love with. Well, in 1950, we moved into Upper Anne Arundel County in Linthicum area. And he must have been told something about this new tackle shop just on the other side of Tapsco River. Clyde's.
Yeah, yeah, Clyde's Sport Shop.
Yes,
yeah.
And he fell in love with Clyde's. That
oh, that's cool.
Baltimore. And anyway, when we would go fishing, he was winter fisherman. More than anything, had bamboo rods out around the rowboat. We had a 14-foot rowboat. And when I would be with him and start talking, he'd say, "Shut up. You'll chase the fish away."
Oh, yeah. That was a big thing.
I don't know what that meant, but he believed that you would chase the fish away.
Yeah, it meant they can hear you talking.
Oh, well.
About them.
Yeah. He took care of that rowboat like it was gold. Anyway, we would go down the river, Severn River, with a 2.5-horsepower motor
on the back of it. And one day he came home, and he said, I'll tell you what, I bought a brand new motor. We're not going to be putting around anymore.
Oh, boy.
I said, oh, my Lord, that's nice. I said, well, what's the horsepower? He said, it's 5 horsepower.
Wow.
Twice as much as what we were using. Yeah.
Wow, anyway, that's a big one.
Yeah.
We had a 9.9.
What's that?
We had a 9.9 on, oh, on my dad.
Oh, you were luxury.
Oh, yeah.
We weren't in the luxury class.
Yeah, we had a slip at the lake. It was Prince Gallitzin State Park, Glendale Lake.
Uh-huh.
And it was full of little tiny northern pike and catfish and, you know, and occasionally a nice big bass. But, yeah, we had a good time.
Well, in the winter, we were a yellow perch and pike fishermen in the Severn River.
Yep. And, chain pickerel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, whatever you call them.
Chain pickerel, yeah. They're
chain pickerel.
Everybody calls them pike, but yep, exactly.
Okay with me. I didn't know the difference anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just trying to think of some other things that related to them. I guess I've done enough time anyway. But,
well, I appreciate that, indeed.
You know, he was just a wonderful man. Never said much, but he did things without saying them, and that's so important.
Yep.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
Have a super day. Okay, enjoy those memories. Your dad sounds wonderful.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, he was. Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed. Enjoy. Who's next, there, Chris?
We have Joe.
Oh, okay, Joe. Hey,
Joe. Good morning. Good morning, Alan, and good morning, Robin. And
good morning.
Happy Father's Day to Alan.
Thank you so much.
We celebrated Robin's birthday, so we got to celebrate his Father's Day.
That's right.
Exactly. Here's the unusual.
My father, huh? Go on.
I was going to say, here's the unusual thing. I never fathered a child that I know of.
But you're a father to my child.
I've been a stepfather.
You're a bonus dad.
That's a great role to take because St. Joseph was a stepfather to Jesus.
That's true.
And I have not been a father either. I am Uncle Joe to a whole bunch of kids. But the other thing is that I wish all of the fathers a happy Father's Day. And you are all very lucky to have those wonderful children.
I'm very blessed to have these grandchildren. I'm very blessed to have other grandchildren as well. And you know, it's just I've had a great life. I can't complain. You know, just never raised a child from.
Let's put it this way: I made you a father again at 61 or 2 or something.
Exactly, something like that. Yep.
So. Well, anyhow, I do remember my father, and he taught me. He tried to teach me to hunt, but we didn't find a place to do it until I was almost 18. So you know, I'm not that good at it. But the other thing was is that he taught me gun safety from the early age. My first BB gun, you were taught gun safety. Yep. And also fishing. Oh, my goodness. We fished in Florida. We fished in New Jersey. We fished every place. And he finally, he had a sailboat when he was younger, but he didn't want a boat because he said it wasn't worth all of that effort. But he did buy a used 5-horsepower Sea King from the neighbor down the street, and occasionally we'd rent a rowboat down down in Solomon's Island or a couple other places.
Wye River,
yep, great times, and headboats. I miss, there aren't as many headboats as there used to.
No, there are not, you're right.
And it was the greatest thing to be able to go out for a half a day or a half an evening, 4 or 5 hours in the evening.
Yep.
Out of Brielle or out of some other places and catch all whatever was there.
Brielle, you were in northern Jersey then.
Northern Jersey, but up above Tom's River. But as a matter of fact, I just buried my aunt in Tom's River. She was 92, God rest her soul, but she was great.
Yep, we vacationed in Bridgeton and fished a lot in southern New Jersey. The Cahansey River, Bostwick Lake was one of my favorites. Bostwick Lake, the owner would have a couple of little 10-foot prams, and you'd have to row them out. The place was full of lily pads, but it was also full of fish. Dad caught a chain pickerel there that was 28 inches long. He went back to back on 4-pound bass one evening. His buddy would fish it with a fly rod and a popper bug and catch bass. We would use a local lure called a name lure. It was a lure on a leader with a little flat spoon and a feather on the end. And if you put a black one on, you would catch crappie, and I mean big crappie. They called them calico bass. If you put a white one on, you would catch yellow perch, nice yellow perch. And we loaded up the boat on crappie and yellow perch and just, oh, what fabulous times I had when I was a kid fishing there. So,
yep.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you. We got to move along.
Thank you. Take care.
Appreciate the memories. Yep.
Oh, and Fides is great.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. No question about it. What break are we on, Chris? The second one or the third one? I don't know. I can't remember. Anyway, let's talk about Clyde's Sports Shop because they're in the mix somewhere. People are talking about Clyde's, and there's a reason. They've been around a long time. They're a landmark in Baltimore, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, same location since 1957. Yep, anything you need for fishing, and, of course, they've developed their inventory over the past 60-some years that they've been in business, and they supply fishermen with anything they need, live bait, frozen bait, ice, you name it. They've got the crabbing supplies, the licenses, the rod repairs, hooks and lures for any type of fishing you would like to do, from panfish to striped bass. They've got the terminal tackle. They've got St. Croix rods and ugly sticks from Shakespeare and pen rods and reels and trolling spoons and kids' combos. I just can't say enough about them. On the hunting side, they have, of course, gunsmithing and scope mounting and bore sighting and gun cleaning. They've got all that and hunting licenses as well coming up here soon. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Did I say that too fast? It's 242-6108. Let's talk about your backyard and what's not in it. You got an old rickety picnic table that was made out of pressure-treated lumber 20 years ago, and it creaks, and your bench wants to go over every time you sit on it, and you don't like that, but, you know, what do I do about it? I don't know anybody that makes picnic tables anymore. Well, we can tell you what to do for the next lifetime. You can head to Backyard Billy's and get a lifetime picnic table made out of poly, or even the hardwoods are nice, but in any color of your choosing. Under the sky, they have got every particular color. I mean, yeah, pick a color. They've got a table and chairs outfit to match it. Same way with Adirondack chairs, 300 in stock. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds at Backyard Billy's Backyard, and free setup and delivery of those within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. And inside the showroom, you can see the barbecue grills. And it's time to get a new barbecue grill. Yours is rusted out. You're barely limping along. It's been set out in the rain for years. Now it's time to get a new one. What do you get? Well, you get a pellet grill by Traeger. You get a Kamado Joe grill smoker. Why not? Or maybe a Big Green Egg. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas in the showroom, as well as all the fireplaces that you could browse. Take a look at the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com is website, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look great, and we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come.
To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex!
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-CRAB. That's 410-557-2722. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with a quiet atmosphere and an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. 410-557-CRAB, that's 410-557-2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Froggy went a courtin' and he did ride a hum. Froggy went a courtin' and he did ride a hum. Froggy went a courtin' and he did ride
a short and a pistol by Randy.
I love
it. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. And sitting beside me is Robin Diane French Ocean with
Frankie. Oh, my God,
Frankie.
Please. I can't believe you did that.
Why?
Because.
All right, let's talk to Randy. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Good. Hey, I got a story to share with my dad. It was kind of funny, but not at the time. But
not at the time.
When I was about, I don't know, 9 or 10 years old, my father had a, we had a little John boot with like a 7.5 horsepower Mercury on it.
Yep.
And I wanted to take it out. My father said, well, when you can carry it out of the basement, down the hill, put it on the boat yourself and pull it and start it, then you can take it out. Well, every day for the summer, I would try to get it out of the basement. I couldn't. One day, I finally got it out. I got it all the way down, got it on the boot. I tightened the thing up, pulled it, and it started. So I'm
wow.
Like, okay. He told me I could do it, so I took it. Well, apparently, I never tightened it down far enough.
Uh-oh.
I got out in the middle of the creek, and I'm like, all of a sudden, the engine falls off. But the gas line's still holding it on.
So it's running.
So I'm yelling to my sister, who's on the pier, said, get Dad, get Dad. She comes up. Dad said, what do you want? I'm like, help, you know. So he comes down. He's freaking out.
Uh-huh.
I said, it's right here. I'm holding. I'm still holding. And it's still running underwater.
Right.
I'm holding it by the gas line hose. And all of a sudden, the gas line hose broke.
Uh-oh.
The engine went down the water. The boat flopped back one thing.
Yeah.
Nearly threw me over the boat because it's all the, you know.
Yeah.
Off the boat. But meanwhile, he's freaking out. He gets all mad. He was an Anne Arundel County policeman. He calls one of his volunteer fire department guys due to diving and stuff. They came out and they went up finding it. built, took it up to a local place and,
yep.
and had it fixed and all that kind of stuff. But I'll never forget that day. Every time my dad's no longer with me either, but every time we yep. get to a party or something like that, somebody brings that story up.
Oh, yeah. Sure they do. That's wild.
I love it.
That is wild.
I love it.
Indeed.
Hey, at least he knew the dive team.
Yep.
What's that?
Yeah, at least he knew the dive team.
Oh, yeah, ball one.
That's great.
Back in the day, if you were a policeman and you had connections with everybody.
Yeah, indeed.
So. We were saying the other day. Huh?
We used to have the best 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
Pull people over and, well, you want to go take it or just give me fireworks?
Got it. Yeah. All right, Randy. Well, thanks for sharing that memory. I appreciate it.
I love that, Randy. Thank you so much.
No problem. You guys have a great day and have a fabulous day.
You do the same. Thanks, buddy.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hey, a guy walked into a bar. He had a piece of asphalt under his arm. He said, give me a beer and one for the road.
It's going to be a long weekend of decades for me.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922. So what does John B. have to say about...
it's raining.
Oh, cool. Somebody saw a deer up there by their cabin where they're staying in Maine. With a brand new baby fawn. No moose yet, though. So, my buddy up there that retired from the Natural Resources Police here lives in Friendship, Maine. Had a moose in his yard. I didn't get to see it, but, it was... He lives kind of in the woods, which is kind of cool. So, all right. Any callers on the line, Chris?
Well, no, and it's only because we've got like 20 seconds left.
20 seconds? It? Oh, my goodness, 20 seconds. Okay. All right, then. Well, we want to thank all of our listeners. We want to hope that they all enjoy their Father's Day, those who are fathers and grandfathers and stepfathers and bonus dads and adopted dads. And we just thank you for being the man that you were, Dad, whether you're here or not, and your influence on our lives. So, Miss Wiffleberg, you ready to say your
Everybody,
thing?
Get out, stay safe, enjoy your memories with your father. I know I'm going to this weekend.